Hi, my name is Lindsay Amico, and welcome to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast, where we connect to your higher self, navigate your limiting beliefs, and create our unreal lives. Today's episode on morning motivation is follow what makes you happy. Hello. My name is Lindsay Amico. I am a mindset coach and the founder of Picture Perfect Mind, and this is your magical morning motivation. Right now, I am setting it up so that it's going to be weekdays, so Monday through Friday. If I can get to a point where I can do more than that, that's fabulous. I'm also planning on working with my sister on these little morning motivation with Lindsay and Jess, because she is just as inspirational, if not more so, than I am. And she has a fabulous Instagram account. Fabulous Instagram account you can also follow at Word to Your Mantra. So all the motivation, my goal is to really connect you back to who you are, who you always will be, who you've always been, which to me is a very powerful being, a spiritual being living a human experience. And I want you to have access to that well of resources and power that is always within you. So when I can give you a message, when I can riff off of a card pull, when I can connect to spirit for whatever you are intended to hear today, and you can take that energy into your day in which way, shape, or form it fits to you, that will create the ripple effect out into the world that I know I'm here to assist with, and you are here to assist with. So, without further ado, today I'm using the Mystic Rebel Oracle deck by the Merhipsey. So let's see what card needs for today, the collective. Okay, so we actually got a bunch of cards. I'm gonna take these top two. I think these all actually flow together, so I'm gonna turn them. I'll turn them as I talk about them. Okay, so the first one, which will be the topic for today, is follow what makes you happy. So I've been learning so much more about human design recently. I'm actually getting my certification in it, so I'm going to be able to use that as another modality to help you as my client to discover, once again, who you are, who you've always been, and who you always will be. And as I'm learning more about it, it's absolutely fascinating, because only 2% of the population is meant to think logically, meaning they truly make their decisions from logical awareness. And it's just crazy, because we've all been taught to think logically, and where we actually should connect to is following what makes us happy. Can you imagine what the world would look like if we were all inspired by our parents to follow what makes us happy, to connect to that, to lean into that, to expand upon that, to allow the breadcrumbs of the happiness to lead us to the next point. This is where I always think of networking as well. It's like I meet with someone and I have a conversation with them, and maybe I hold space for them and I just listen to their story and I tell them maybe a little about what I do, but the relationship is authentic and genuine, and we just share space together. And then the universe can lead the way for maybe they'll tell someone else about me, I'll tell someone else about them, and the things will fall into place that are meant to fall into place, right? And that, to me, follows this, I don't know, I want to say measurement or plan, or it follows this step-by-step process of simply following what makes you happy. It doesn't have to be complicated. And that is the best part about all of this. It's like yes, we all have responsibilities and obligations and families to take care of and all of the things, right? I'm not saying drop everything and just like go do what makes you happy and forget about everyone else. But what if every day you allowed yourself to lean into what actually makes you happy, whether it's dance or it's just maybe you're a musician, maybe you love to write. For me, this is a huge outlet creatively for me to just talk and to share wisdom and to share what I'm feeling for you today. I love this. When you start to actually allow yourself for the listening and allowing for what makes you happy, everything else will drop into place after that. What if that was your only focus for today? Follow what makes you happy. And if you're going to a job, and I always want to specify this, or if you're just in a situation that really isn't making you feel happy today, it's not about forcing the happiness. You can look for the smallest things that ignite happiness for you. Maybe that's your cup of coffee, or you take a trip to the coffee shop today, or you go for a walk today, you play with your kiddo today. Some small bit of joy that you can focus on and continue to expand that every day. And free things too. Like if you're concerned about money right now, follow the free things that make you truly happy. Through this, being your most authentic self. So we are all different. We are all a unique expression of energy and passion in this world. And I think many of us as small children were not encouraged to be our most authentic expression of self because our parents were projecting on us. We could have had the best parents in the world, but they are only doing their best, just like we can only do our best as parents. We're human beings. So we might not have had the space to really believe that we could simply be ourselves, and that would be enough. That would be more than enough. And if we just were taught to follow what makes us happy, if we were just taught to follow the breadcrumbs, follow the joy, trust the universe, allow things to fall into place, be ourselves and not be afraid of being ourselves and not have to be so connected to people pleasing and doing what other people want, because this is where we got the relationships card. And I'm feeling like many of us are in this process where we truly feel unsafe when we say no to things. And I understand. I am a recovering people pleaser. And I had done that from probably the youngest age that I can possibly think of. Are you afraid to not be your most authentic self for fear of saying no to someone or setting a boundary or just speaking up? Are you afraid to actually follow what makes you happy because a parental figure might have something to say about it, or maybe your spouse or partner, sister, brother, friend? Are you afraid of what other people will think? And if that's the case, not being hard on yourself, knowing that's a human thing, but being really honest and saying, is this holding me back from living the life that I want to live? My friend and I were talking the other day about being business owners and really wanting to step into the freedom that that offers and not being a part of the 9-to-5 world and all of these things. And we both have had fears and still sometimes face fears around what other people are going to think or that they won't understand what we're doing or why we're doing it. And the thing here is, it's not really about other people understanding. It's just about you being your fullest self in this world. Not everyone is going to want to listen to these motivational mornings, right? Like, not everyone might understand the card pull component. Some people might not agree with what I'm saying or not like how I'm saying it, not like the sound of my voice. And even though all of that makes me kind of sad if I focus on it, the thing that comes so far beyond that is that there's going to be so many people that are drawn into my unique frequency. And those are the people that I'm here for, because when those people are then impacted, then they go out and do all the things. And then that ripple effect continues and continues and continues. So if I'm truly doing what I'm wanting to do, you know, maybe I do this for a month when I do the daily ones. And then I'm like, you know what? I can't keep doing it for a month. I'll do it every other day, or, you know, everything can shift. It's just that I have to do things for myself and not other people. So then I am fully in my authenticity in this world. You dig? So we got the no card, which really to me just means setting the boundaries. Start off small, start off maybe in a space where you see yourself being depleted, and start setting the small boundaries with people so you can maintain your energy. If you're taking on energy from everyone else, if you need your space, if people are relying so much on you and you are just drained, it's about starting to say no in certain spaces in your life, connecting back to your energy, your power, and then setting the no from there. And ultimately, we got trust your intuition. The more you practice this, the more you follow what you love and practice not really caring what anyone else thinks about you because you're so happy doing what you love, you can trust your intuition in what is right for you in your life. And remember that the no doesn't always have to be permanent. The no can be a no for now, and I'm going to come back later to this. And as I'm learning more about human design, that is actually a decision-making process that can be right for many of us depending on our authority. So depending on if we're emotional authority and we have to wait a little bit, if we're mental authority, there's so many different things, but sometimes we don't know instantly. Sometimes our intuition has to take a little bit of time to process. And we also could be taking on the opinions of other people. So that's a lot to take in for today, but the message here is follow what makes you happy. That is why you are here in this world. And even if you don't have your whole day to devote to that because you have a life that you've established and responsibilities, do as many things as you can throughout the day that ignite joy for you. Don't take things so seriously and know that you are deeply, deeply loved and accepted from within, despite what anyone else thinks. So, that all being said, just another reminder for you that we just announced our women's retreat. My friend Sarah Bachwitz and I are hosting a women's retreat at Duffield Camp. It's right outside of Buffalo area in Western New York. It is going to be so powerful. I'd love to see you there. It's very, very affordable. It's the most affordable we could make, all-inclusive stay with food and workshops and yoga and the whole nine yards. So I hope to see you there. It's 21 and up. If you make your $100 deposit by August 1st, you get the discounted price of $497 total. So, and of course, payment plans, all that good stuff. So happy to work with you. We really just want to make this as accessible as possible because we know how siloed we've been and how much support we all really need. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I will see you tomorrow. Check out the retreat at pictureperfectmind.com/womensretreat. I'll talk to you soon.